Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Evan Bray Show. Great to have you here on what is promising to be a fairly nice day. I know pockets of moistures could still happen throughout the day, a little bit later on today and through the week as well. So a little bit of a soggy end to the month of June. Not complaining about that. We've been talking about last hour the number of people that have shared with us what their rain gauge reading was, but good to get the moisture. There's always a couple of key times where if you can get a rain once seeding is done, obviously that gives the crops a good start. Another one coming in mid-July would be good. So far we're off to a good start in much of the province. Well, we talk about healthcare a fair bit. In fact, it wasn't that long ago, about a week and a half ago, we had the Minister of Health from the province of Saskatchewan, Jeremy Cockerell, on the program to talk about a few things with regard to healthcare. They were able to announce that they were conducting more surgeries in the province. But there was an interesting phenomenon that happened, if you remember, when we were chatting with the health minister, that while they are able to conduct more surgeries, they are seeing more people having their name put on a wait list. So the wait list itself is growing, even though the number of surgeries has increased over the last couple of years. There's an organization in Canada that does a very good job of measuring a bunch of different data sets when it comes to healthcare, the Canadian Institute for Health Information. New data from them shows that 68% of hip replacement patients received care within that recommended 26-week time frame. That's down from 75% in 2019. So that number is going the wrong way. Saskatchewan continues to rank near the bottom nationally when we compare to other joint replacement surgeries. Some studies pointing to countries like Switzerland, where private hospitals play a bigger role in delivering health care and health benefits. Is this something that Canada should be looking into? I want to dig into this report from the Canadian Institute for Health Information, and that is where my next guest comes in. Anne Atkinson is joining us this morning from her office in Toronto. She's the project lead in health system analytics at CIHI and has been closely following the data on surgical and diagnostic wait times across the country. Anne, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you.
Maybe let's start with, and I know we've had your organization on the show before, but remind us the purpose of the Canadian Institute for Health Information.
Absolutely. CIHI is a source of Canada-wide health data that Canadians rely on to inform health policy, care, management, and research. So it's our job to ensure that health data is trusted, connected, and accessible timely, and that it's prepared and communicated in a way that's understandable to everyone.
And so this recent report that I'm referring to with, I specifically talked about joint surgeries. Is this an annual report you produce?
Yes, it is. It's part of the Priority Procedures Initiative many, many years ago, and it's produced, yes, every year.
Okay. So your report shows that people are still waiting longer for surgeries than before the pandemic. Why do we use the pandemic as kind of that point in time? What was it like before? What was it like after? Because of a significant impact?
Yes, in fact, that's exactly it. We saw, the number of surgeries obviously dropped significantly during that time and the wait times increased. And so much work has went into, in the years following the pandemic to clear that backlog, it's referred to. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're comparing it to that. We understand from our provincial partners that most of the backlog is cleared. So our report tries to communicate and share with Canadians what's going on then. Mm-hmm. Why is this still happening?
Anne Atkinson is my guest, project lead in health system analytics for the Canadian Institute for Health Information. CIHI, that's what you referred to it as, right, Anne?
Yes, CIHI.
Right.
Yes.
So even though more surgeries were done last year in some provinces, and that was the case in Saskatchewan, when they look at the number of surgeries done, they went up, but yet the wait times continues to be the problem. How is this adding up?
Absolutely. This is a really crucial, important point. So across Canada, you're right, managing wait times for surgery and diagnostic imaging remains a priority, which is why so many more surgeries and imaging were completed. But the provinces have been experiencing so many challenges, so many. We have increased demand from a growing and aging population, all happening at the same time. Also, there's health workforce shortages, especially for specialists like surgeons and surgery nurses. There's a limited operating room availability. And then the other factor is many patients are presenting with so much more complex medical conditions. And when patients have more complex medical conditions, there needs to be done, more needs to be done while they wait. So they end up waiting longer. So all these factors are putting so much pressure on the fact that this needs to be done. And so, yes, people are still waiting longer.
I'm guessing the report breaks out the wait times for different types of surgeries. What kind of surgeries are people waiting the longest for right now, Anne?
Yes. So the Priority Procedures Initiative doesn't look at all surgeries, but it does look, as you pointed out, the hip and knee replacement, cataract surgery, hip fracture repair, which is actually an urgent surgery, radiation therapy, and then there's also five cancer surgeries that are looked at. The cancer surgeries are the ones where people wait the least, and the ones waiting the most are the hip.
So when you talk about Priority Procedures Initiative, help me understand how these procedures are and why they're identified as priority. Is it quality of life?
No, in pretty much also the demand and the importance to Canadians, and this was established in 2004 by the provinces all got together and decided that this needed, they wanted action on the wait times, and so it was decided to start with these. The cancer surgeries were added later, but yes, the importance to Canadians.
Who would you say is the target audience of your report? Is it provincial governments?
You know, there's two, actually, Evan. Thank you for that question. So we want to help provincial governments understand what's happening across the country because we do that national comparison so that they can continue to implement more innovative solutions to reduce the wait times, but also to the general public, to all Canadians, because we'd like them, like us, to understand the progress that's being done across the country against the challenges, so with all the challenges and what those challenges are.
Mm-hmm. We, on this program, we often will talk about the model of healthcare that we have in Canada. There was recently a report from the Fraser Institute that shows Switzerland has shorter wait times because it allows more private sector involvement in its universal health care. Is that something that your organization, the Canadian Institute for Health Information, will look at? Does it do comparative work with other healthcare models in the world?
Not exactly. Our focus is on Canadian models and what is happening across the provinces. However, we know from our provincial partners that they do submit wait times for that's being done in private clinics that have been contracted out of from the provinces, but it's premature at this point. But perhaps in future. But at this point, we do look at that, but not as separate models. It's all part of the data.
Is this something? And I realize you're the one that is part of the project team using and putting together the data set, the analytics on this. But is it? Does your information inform a discussion around privatization? Is that something that you and your team ever get asked about?
Certainly. What we are hearing, like I say, not based on the data, but what we're hearing from our provincial partners, where that, because obviously that is one of the initiatives, isn't it, that provinces are establishing alternative clinics, whether it be outpatient, day surgery, private clinics, or some basically any way they can to do more surgeries to meet the demand. So what our provincial partners tell us is that it's mixed right now. So on the one hand, we do have improvements in cataract surgeries, as in Saskatchewan. There was quite a significant improvement in the cataract surgery since before the pandemic. But on the other hand, provincial partners are also telling us that it takes away a lot of resources. So I think the challenge is finding that balance. But a lot has improved. Especially in Saskatchewan, we've seen improvements in cataract surgery and hip replacement especially, and a lot of other areas certainly have not declined. And I think that the challenge is not so much about the model, but more about managing ways to be able to complete more surgeries and manage people who are getting older and sicker.
Ann Atkinson is my guest, project lead in the health system analytics for the Canadian Institute for Health Information. They put out a regular annual report on the Priority Procedures Initiative, and it weighs in on a bunch of different things. Do you have, and can you draw from your data, correlation between causation of wait time and the wait time itself? So, for example, is there a shortage of healthcare practitioners that are causing longer wait times for a particular surgery? Is there a correlation between the price of the procedure or the severity of the procedure and the wait time? Can you draw those types of correlations?
Those are really great questions for the future. Right now, we don't have the data in Canada to draw those types of to do those types of analyses. But we take the information from our expert advisory groups, which are made up of all the provinces who participate in that, and what they're telling us. Also, in terms of other data from Statistics Canada, and that we see, and what the patient partners are telling us too. And their main concern is, you know, not enough infrastructure, not enough limited operating room availability for pretty substantial increases in population, and then also the aging population that's putting pressure and strain on these.
Right.
So those, we're pretty confident with those, but in terms of data, no, we don't have that data.
So in order to get it, Anne, is it a matter of you asking for it, or is it something that's been asked for and it's just not being provided by the provinces?
Oh, no, it's a matter of development. The provinces work very closely and extremely positively with us, and we meet with them regularly. Certainly, we're even working on new data and new ways of innovatively capturing that data. And many of the provinces are also working on new digital platforms as well that will get that data into us. So that work is absolutely in progress.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a sense how we, as a province, Saskatchewan, compared to other provinces? In my lead up, I said there was a couple of areas where maybe it didn't look as good for our province in comparison with some of our provincial counterparts. Can you give us a bit of a read there?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think the areas which would be where fewer patients in Saskatchewan received their surgery within the benchmark, and that is within the time frame based on clinical evidence. So it would be hip replacement, where 50% in Saskatchewan received what they needed compared to 68% in Canada. And also knee replacement with 47% compared to 61% as well. Many areas performed better, but those were the two that were highlighted. And in fact, Saskatchewan's results indicated improvements in cancer surgeries as well, which was always something that's very important, especially in breast and bladder cancer surgery, where Saskatchewan showed that they were improved by 7 to 8 days, which is pretty important with those surgeries.
Just a couple quick questions, Anne, while I've got you before we end our time. Anne Atkinson is my guest from the Canadian Institute for Health Information. It was interesting to see that while we talk about the number of surgeries, we talk about how long people wait for surgery, but even the number of people on the wait list seems to be increasing in our province. Is that standard across Canada?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the reasons you discussed, the line is getting longer and longer. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think the last question that I have is, does your report put forward recommendations to try and address some of the challenges that the report draws out?
With that, so our role at CIHI is not to recommend. We don't get involved in policy. It's to provide the information so that the policymakers can do that. And we give our feedback back to the provinces. We listen to them and we discuss that. And then the provincial representatives go back, and that's what they work on. And right, that's why they tell us what they're working on and what they need from us.
And this has been a really good chat. I appreciate the work that you and the team do at CIHI, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for for your interest, Evan. Thank you.
Ann Atkinson, project lead in the health system analytics. It's always interesting when you see how they pull through this. This is the Canadian Institute for Health Information. You remember when we had Minister Cockerell on the show about a week and a half ago, he talked about one of the reasons why they made an adjustment to the types of surgeries that they included when they did their provincial reporting was that they wanted to be in alignment with the Canadian Institute for Health Information so that the two were basically speaking the same language, measuring the same things. So that was the first time where we had a bit of an inside look as to the importance that CHI-HI places on this information. And I would say the counter is true as well, the importance that provinces place on this measurement and this set of data analytics that helps them inform how they're going to try and staff healthcare, how they're going to deliver healthcare as a service in our province. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.